Today, we're exploring a role that's quickly becoming the linchpin of innovation in healthcare, the Chief AI Officer, or CAIO. Now, you might be thinking, another C-suite title, really? But trust me, this isn't just a corporate jargon extra title, if you like. The CAIO is revolutionizing how we approach healthcare. And by the end of this episode, you'll understand why every forward-thinking healthcare organization needs at least one. Let's start by breaking down the key responsibilities of a chief AI officer in healthcare. These are the areas that they're really making waves. So let's have a look at them. AI strategy development. The CAIO is the captain of the AI ship, charting the course for the entire organization. So very much a strategic role. They're responsible for developing comprehensive AI strategy that aligns with the overall goals of the healthcare provider, the actual business side of things. This isn't just about implementing some cool tech, if you like. It's about identifying where AI can truly make a difference in patient care and quite frankly, even operational efficiency and things like research. Imagine a hospital where AI predicts patient admissions, allowing for optimal staffing levels, or AI systems that analyzes thousands of research papers to suggest a novel treatment approaches or novel ways of dealing with the same problem. The CAIO is a visionary behind these initiatives, prioritizing projects and allocating resources to where they'll have the biggest impact. So it is really more about impact than just doing things. Data governance and infrastructure. So now we all know that the AI is good when trained on well and good data, but it's really the AI officer's job to look at the corporate governance side of things, the quality of data, the accessibility, the interoperability across systems. This means setting up the infrastructure to collect, to store, and even process vast amounts of healthcare data, and boy, is there a lot. Things like making sure that you have the right foundation laid for AI and for AI success in the in an organization. AI project management. I mean, if you look at project management, most projects fail if they're not properly planned. So they're in charge of overseeing AI projects from conception to deployment. So this involves things like leading cross-functional teams, managing timelines, and ensuring that the AI solutions are tested, they're developed, they are iterated, and obviously implemented effectively. It's a bit like conducting an orchestra. The CAIO needs to make sure that the different parts of the organization are working in harmony to create AI solutions that are truly in sync. Ethical and regulatory compliance is really another key area, and it's a big one. Healthcare is highly regulated as an industry, and when you add these things in the mix, then they get very much more complex. The CAIO is responsible for navigating this tricky terrain, and they develop ethical guidelines for AI use, ensure compliance with regulations like HIPAA and GDPR, and address the thorny issues of privacy and security when it comes to patient data. It's a challenging task, but absolutely crucial for maintaining trust and really to avoid the potentially disastrous legal issues that come with mistakes. Stakeholders' engagement is another key area where the CAIO can operate. This is where collaboration with clinical leaders and AI and using use cases to educate staff and making sure that relationships with AI and vendors and so on are all in place. This role is about sort of bridging the gap between technical and the clinical worlds. The CAIO needs to speak the language of both data scientists and doctors, translating complex AI concepts into terms that resonate with healthcare professionals and make it more practical and accessible. Performance monitoring. Last but not least, the CAIO needs to keep a close eye on how AI systems are performing. This means establishing KPIs to measure the impact of AI on clinical outcomes and operations continuously and making sure these are continuously evaluated in terms of performance, accuracy, and implementing these processes really as an ongoing business model that's developing, and constant improvement is brought about regularly. So the CAIO is responsible for providing the return on investment of all AI initiatives and ensuring that they continue to evolve and improve over time. Now we've covered the responsibilities, let's talk about the benefits of a CAIO, and especially in healthcare. So let me tell you about these benefits and how they are game changing. Improved patient care is really a big one, and AI has got the potential to dramatically enhance patient care in numerous ways. We're talking about improved diagnostic accuracy, early disease detection, and personalized treatment recommendations. What about streamlined care or coordination across multiple areas? Imagine an AI system that can predict which patients are at the risk for certain conditions, allowing for preventative interventions, or maybe even an AI virtual assistant that helps patients manage chronic conditions from home. These are all kinds of innovations that the chief AI officer can bring to life in an organization. What about operational efficiency? Healthcare organizations often are complex beasts, and there's a lot of inefficiencies that can exist. The CAIO often works on operational improvements using AI, using automations and administrative tasks being optimized to really use the resources available and use them well. Think about an AI system that optimizes operating room schedules, reducing wait times, and improving utilization of the equipment and that you already have. What about supply chain management and ensuring that medical supplies are always available when they're needed? These efficiencies can translate into significant costs and significant cost savings and improved patient experiences. Advanced research capabilities in AI is really one of the special areas, and this is supercharging the medical research these days. And if we look at how we can accelerate things like drug discovery and improve analysis of large-scale medical data sets and enhance our ability to identify patterns and generate new hypotheses, this could lead to breakthrough treatments, deeper understanding of diseases and why people get ill, and ultimately better patient outcomes. The chief AI officer plays a crucial role in identifying these research opportunities and ensuring that organizations they really have the capabilities to pursue them. Competitive advantage is another big one in an increasingly tech-driven healthcare landscape. Organizations with strong AI capabilities have a significant edge. A chief AI officer can position the organization as an innovative, tech-driven provider, attracting top talent and potentially opening up new revenue streams through AI-driven services. What about risk mitigation? Another big one. The chief AI officer can help mitigate some of these key risks, and whether it's through improved clinical decision support, enhanced fraud detection, or even just better management of regulatory compliance and all the risks around that. I think the chief AI officer can help navigate this tightrope, these pitfalls. Organizational transformation, this chief AI officer is really that glue that can stick things together and drive culture and promote interdisciplinary collaboration and drive the continuous improvement through AI-enabled insights. This really isn't just about implementing technology. It's about transforming an entire organization to be more innovative, to be more efficient, and I think really to be more effective, delivering healthcare, the healthcare that people really want. So let's wrap up. It's clear that the role of the chief AI officer and in healthcare is not just another executive role. It's what I believe is a catalyst for transformation, a guardian of ethical AI use and really the caretaker for patient outcomes. It's important a role, and I think the chief AI officers will agree, those in the field, that they lead the way to an AI-enabled future in healthcare. I believe that the chief AI officer can help organizations operate more efficiently, pushing boundaries of medical research. And really, whether you're a healthcare professional, a patient, or just someone interested in the future of medicine, keep an eye on this, the development of this role, the chief AI officer. They're shaping a future where AI and healthcare can work hand in hand to create a healthier world for all of us. And that's all today. That's all for today. So if you found this episode insightful, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, at least a comment. If you've got questions about AI or health, and you're a healthcare provider and you're thinking about a chief AI officer, please do get in touch. Please remember as well that the way that healthcare is running and the way that things are happening in the world is driven literally by small incremental continuous steps. And the chief AI officer can help drive that. So there are quite a few responsibilities. And the chief AI officer, for me, maintains and engages people across multiple fields. So as we wrap up, it's clear that the role of the chief AI officer in healthcare is far more important than just an executive position. It's a catalyst for transformation, a guardian of ethical AI use, and a key driver of improved patient outcomes. The healthcare organizations that recognize the importance of the role and empower their CAIOs, the chief AI officers, to drive change will be the ones leading the way in the AI-enabled future of healthcare. They'll be delivering better patient outcomes, better patient care, operating more efficiently, and really pushing those boundaries of medical research. And humans can take it to a certain point, but imagine the amount of data and the research that can be done by using large language models and also having access to quick access to large amounts of data to be able to process research and to test hypotheses. So whether you're a healthcare professional or a patient or even just someone interested in the future of medicine, keep an eye on the chief AI officer as a role. They're shaping a future where AI and healthcare work hand in hand to create a healthier world for all of us. So that's all for today. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you found this episode insightful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. If you got any questions about AI in healthcare or the role of a CAIO, drop them in the comments below. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and remember, the future of healthcare is being written right now, one line of AI code at a time.